All right, guys. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Creo Crew, your daily Brawl podcast. I'm just questing that, bringing you another episode. Let's get right into it. 25,304 trophies. And yeah, I got most of my quests done, tier 61. And I've still got a deal damage with Rico quest, which will probably wrap up pretty soon. And I win 8 battles in Gym Grab, which I'm going to just wait for a candidate or a winner the day slot to knock that one out, because that I don't want to play 8 games of Gym Grab. Or 16, even if I go on average win rate. In the shop, there's sweet offer for 80 gems, 3100 coins, 3 mega boxes for 10 US dollars, and 2 mega boxes for 89 gems. But those will likely be gone by the time you are listening to this. You can also get Evil Gene for 99 gems and Lantern Sandy for 149 gems if you have those respective brawlers unlocked. Pop over to a mini here. Not my main mini, because there's actually a few more things now. But yeah, you can get Sandy for 10 US dollars. Get Mortis for 179 gems. And that appears to be all of it. So, I mean, nothing else in the shop, unless you count, of course, the Star Shop. So of course that's cool. I'm gonna pop back over to the main and find something random to discuss. Championship challenges tomorrow. It's gonna be interesting. Probably end up with randoms because I don't have a team, I don't think. I'll figure something out. Yeah, that's going to be fun. I mean, second one in a row I've done. Is the China Challenge solo showdown? I honestly can't remember. I have some weird feeling that it is. But it could totally not be. So, yeah, I'm not sure on that. But it could be, I suppose. So, yeah, hopefully that challenge is solo. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure what else there is to talk about on the championship challenge. It has an interesting order. Like, I think Siege is first. Brawl Ball is last, if I remember correctly. So, certainly a weird order. And at least Siege isn't first. And we don't have Gym Grab, which is kind of nice, in my opinion. Because Gym Grab can be frustrating and it can be long, though not as long as it used to be able to be. But that was a rare circumstance. Other than that, tomorrow's a speed running weekend, which is exciting. I've got the itch to just grind out a ton of those. So that is going to be fun. I myself can't wait. Hopefully I can get a good cult percent. And I've also got my thing to work on, my 500 episode thing. So yeah, hopefully, I mean, I should be able to finish that up, right? I mean, there's a bit of editing I'm gonna have to do if I even decide I want to do editing. But Yeah, it's all planned out, let's just say that. I mean, I'm not entirely sure how long it'll take besides, besides the editing, but yeah, it'll work. Oh gosh, I thought there was a lot of stuff in my club, but it was just because I left and I changed accounts, and I went back. I saw a bunch of things about like the Razor tournament today. I thought about competing in that, but it honestly looked like too much work. I mean, and on a Friday too. Hey, it's getting pretty close to June, which is exciting. I haven't been able to play entirely too much. I mean, it's not bad. I mean, a lot better than it has been. Like, it's just a sore arm, but the COVID vaccine kind of took its toll on me today. Because, of course, those kind of things are always worse on the second day than the first. Due to some universal law, your soreness is worse on the second day than your first. I should probably get back on the Brawl Stars track. So yeah, hopefully I can get a good win with randoms. I mean, I came pretty close last time, if I remember. Maybe I'll find some sort of team to play with. I bet I can come up with one. Oh yeah, I've definitely got my option. I've definitely got plenty of options. Let's just say that. Other than that, there's not too much to ramble. Hopefully we'll be seeing the return of WKBRL. I also hope update will be out before I go have to go to Philmont, the June update. Although one thing I've always wanted to do is play an update without looking at any sneak peeks or any or the Brawl Talk or anything. Because I feel like that would just be a fun experience, you know, to learn about stuff and all that. So that might provide the perfect opportunity. Because I'm going from, like, the 15th to 26th. No cell service, no anything. Let's see, when am I actually done in Philmont? I'm going the 13th to the 27th, there's a very good chance that we will see the update while I'm gone. I mean, like a 50-50 chance, and I still haven't done any preparing, or barely any preparing, so yeah, I'm gonna have to come up with a few episodes on the fly. I'll probably wait till the summer to do those, just so I have a bit more time. I mean, like, if I'm gone, do you guys expect me to have daily episodes? Like, I was thinking I could go, like, every other day or something, because those episodes will likely have to have more preparing, so. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be fun to do a fake Brawl Talk breakdown. I think that would be fun, because imagine if I could predict the date and then do a fake Brawl Talk breakdown. That would be funny. I'm not going to get on any more of my video ideas, podcast ideas, because that would be a spoiler. I mean, you guys are just going to have to wait and see what I have planned for that long June time frame. Other than that, there isn't much to go over. That's like my go-to thing to saying for transitions. What to talk about? Hey, one of my friends is finally getting back into the game. It's exciting. I mean, not through fault of his own, but he's unwillingly taking a break from the game. So it's exciting to see him back. I'll probably play the championship challenge with him tomorrow. I tried to get my team from the Brawling Bros tourney, Brawl Ball tourney. The best podcast tourney. So it's always a fun one to participate in. I tried to get my teammates from that to play, but playing the championship challenge, but considering they were like 29K or 30K and like 34K, I'm sure they have better people to play with than me. I've been grinding out these bounty competition entry maps for some easy damage, because I had the crazy Rico damage one. I say crazy, it's just the normal 500 token quest thing, but hey, it is the hardest, so I feel like I have the right to call it crazy. So yeah, I mean, is there anything else to get to? I don't know, because yeah, I'm probably gonna just wrap this up here. Totally not sure what the time's at, but and what is the time at? 10 minutes. Alright, perfect. Discord's link in description, club's link in description, request now. See ya.
Don't mess with my crew!